Peter Bell, Michael Barlow, Carl Langdon. We'll talk about very briefly. Michael, firstly, welcome to you.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Bally was on the same flight but managed to get here half an hour earlier. So just putting the alarmers out there to the WA police to maybe watch him next time he's behind the wheel.
Nat Nui against Stanley. Stanley gets up high, wins the tap. The umpire! He's been cannoned into by Shuey. He's up and about. They both apologise. Hurston, off he goes to Stevie J, and he has a ping, and he doesn't let us down.
McGovern takes an uncontested mark. Thought about giving it off by hand once, twice. Delivers a wobbler, but Kennedy is on the end of it. About 40 metres out, slight angle, looks okay, it's bending, it's coming back and it's home.
Off to Guthrie, pass to Clark, back to Gregson, 52 out, the little man opens up the angle and kicks it beautifully.
Comes to Guthrie, to Murdoch, around his body, snap and goal. A miss at one end, the Cats go down and a little dagger through the heart of the West Coast Eagles.
Three.
Oh, there's a goal, who kicked it? So Nat Tanui, he's being credited with it by my co-commentators. Pretty hard to miss him. Oh, Nat Nui step! Nat Nui high ball shot on goal is a floater! And Sinclair in the pocket has taken the mark. He's only about 5 metres out. And Sinclair's hit it into the post. So
both
he's missed
posts.
Again.
Very hard to do.
So Cripps can take
Kennedy,
it and
run,
go.
Kennedy.
You've got Kennedy inboard. You've got Shuey. You've got Lice. You've got Sinclair. But it might be this man, Cripps. Four bounces. Could go all the way. He's thinking about it. He sets his sights on the goal. And he misses everything almost. That is just a joke.
Kirsten, who had to wait, he turns and looks and kicks it long. Hawkins has got the set.
Oh,
and the ride, and he takes the mark of the day.
Poor old Sammy Butler.
Hawkins from 15 comes in and does what the Eagles, for a large part of this quarter, have not been able to do, and that's kick a goal.
To Kelly, back to Selwood. Spirals a kick, but McGovern standing firm at half-back, and that will see us out to half-time. What an amazing quarter of footy where opportunities were not taken by the West Coast Eagles. I look at the scoreboard, which reads 4-17-41, and wonder, have they left the door ajar for Geelong, who are 5-2-32. The margin, 9 points. Three goals to Kennedy. It'd take me too long to go through the players that have kicked points, so we'll just stick with the three-goal haul to Kennedy. And a couple to Hawkins, the only multiple goal kicker for the Cats.
In the Nat Nui direction. Can he take a mark? No, through his hands. Hill, off a step. He might get the kind roll here. Bouncing, bouncing ball, and finally, a goal. Out of nothing.
Oh, hospital hand pass there. Duggan gets it. Nat Nui off to Shuey. From 52 he goes short to Kennedy. Went about 8 metres. Kennedy could have kicked the goal. Instead, unselfish footy, he went to McGuinness, who nails it from point blank range. Nat Nui can't quite drag it in. Kennedy the crumb. Kennedy the goal. Oh, that's a great goal. Goal number 4. Oh, Nat Nui. Did he hang on? He has.
There's your mark.
Has he got the keys to the car? The mark of the round for Nat Nui. What can he do with the kick?
Oh, he
shredded it, and look at his teammates. They're mobbing him. They're mounting him out here on Domain Stadium.
He's given it a chance. Not sure it's got the legs. It's a goal. It did have the legs. And Mark McGrath's got a pretty good one himself.
Now he's 55 out. He goes towards Kennedy, who was gotten rid of.
Free kick.
And it's a free kick to Kennedy. Mr. Coleman, maybe. Oh, directly in front at the top of the goal square.
So what will this be? How many has he kicked?
This will be six. If he kicks it, because he's 5-4. 5-4, Belly. So he's been 50-50.
Pretty confident he's going to kick it.
Oh, Pete. Here's the kick. There's the goal. He's very confident. And Mark Reddings is as happy as I am here in the box as the Eagles, in the end, run away with a big win. Here's the tune. West Coast Eagles 16-24-122, the Geelong Cats 10-4-64. In the end, the margin was 56 points. It was 13 points, well, it was a point behind at quarter time. Geelong led at quarter time, 13 points at half time, 18 points at three quarter time. And the West Coast Eagles, I don't think, have lost the last quarter in this season. 56 point winners over the Geelong Cats.